This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock. Joe, we got the latest crop progress, the latest harvest numbers yesterday. What are we seeing taking place in the grains?
We did see that corn harvest was a little bit under the expected rate, still ahead of the five-year average, 4 points below a year ago at 81% complete. Maybe that's a bit of a negative here overnight, some light selling here for corn futures in particular here, as you have the idea that there's still, you know, up to a fifth of the corn crop that could still be harvested and potentially sold here before it's put away. Otherwise, though, again, nothing really alarming here. We're moving at a normal pace. Same for soybeans at 91% complete. That's also ahead of the five-year average. And so we're getting towards the tail end of it, and it continues to reinforce this transition away from the supply side and more towards how are we using these crops. So demand the focus right now. It'll shift back to supply, though, coming up this week, a very important crop report where we have our next look at where the corn and soybean yields will be pegged by the government analysts. And this will be probably the last one of the year as they take a break, and we'll come back in January to finalize these numbers. So that's what we're looking at, a little bit of attention paid to this report on crop progress. Another report coming today on the baseline estimates for these 10-year projections that the government uses for budgeting purposes. And then again, as mentioned, coming up on Thursday, that next monthly crop report.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 7.2 more corn bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your corn with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 7.2 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your corn yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn down 3 even at 474 even. November soybeans up 10 and a quarter at 1350 and 3 quarters. January soybean meal up $5.50 at 436 even. January soybean oil down 37 cents at $49.99. Chicago wheat up a half cent at 576 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat down a half cent at 728 and a quarter. Kansas City hard red wheat down 5 even at 640 and 3 quarters. On the Merck, December live cattle down 2 cents at 181.27. November feeder cattle unchanged at 237.17. December lean hogs up $1.22 at 73.57. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.